It's Thursday, the 6th of August, and you're listening to the Grincast from Game Grin. It's Gamescom week, so we'll be talking more about that, but it won't just be about that. That was an awful start, just repeating myself. Well, as the show goes on, we'll also be talking about expansion packs and the upcoming and our favourites. I'm your host, Cal, and joining me we have Ace and Fowler.
Hey.
Hello.
Good to hear you from you guys again. Down a couple of people, but the show must go on. So as I said, we're halfway through Gamescom, and all announcements have been made. We said in our last podcast that we weren't expecting anything surprising, but nonetheless, we did get some decent reveals, such as Mafia 3, yeah, take that, Alex, and Halo Wars 2, as well as tons of new gameplay from Mirror's Edge 2, Quantum Break, and Dark Souls 3, to name a few. So guys, what did you think? Was it everything you expected it to be?
It seems pretty tame. Not many new things, just sort of expansion packs.
More DLC for your enjoyment of only $59.99.
Yeah, seems like a lot of them are. Just to keep more players playing, isn't it?
Just to hook in the people who I feel are willing to fall for just simple additions to games, yeah.
I mean, some of the announcements were pretty decent.
Some of them were, yeah. Just some of them were just disappointing. Like, I'm so disappointed with the direction Blizzard's taking World of Warcraft still.
Yeah, that's certainly one of the big announcements that was made at GamesCon. Everyone was excited for it. But Legion, though, really, not really an original name, is it?
Well, it's not just the, like, it's not the name that bothers me. It's that they still, for a game that gets so much income per year from subscribers or just people buying pets and stuff like that, all they do with every expansion now is just, well, every second expansion is a new class and a level cap and basically a higher level gear and some new raids and dungeons, but it doesn't really ever add in anything new, like anything that would change the game.
So when was the last time you stopped playing? Well, are you still playing?
I stopped when Mists of Pandaria, about 6 months into Mists of Pandaria, I stopped playing because it was just, I finally just came to the conclusion that it was the same thing over and over again, where it was an expansion with 5 more levels or something, higher level items, and just more dungeons and raids. It was all the same thing for me, and I was paying $59 Canadian at least for the same thing over and over. And then I picked up Warlords hoping it would be different, and it wasn't. It was the exact same thing over again, except you get like a you can make your own house sort of thing, which, I mean, other games have done a lot better.
Well, among the features of the new of Legion, you visit the Broken Isles. Your level cap is now 110. There's new dungeons, of course. An honor system. I can't give you any details on that. I'm just reading from a list. Artifact weapons. I'm sure you can tell us more about that. And the new class, as you're saying, is demon hunters.
Ooh, demon hunters. Is this just going to be constantly playing the band? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're sort of, they're new features, I guess, like the artifact weapons. They look cool. Like, they'll be cool for transmogrification, where you can turn your powerful weapons into ones that actually look cool too. Because some of the ones that like are your high tier gear, you just don't like the look of. But it's still nothing new, like game changing. I think they need to be willing to take a risk with things, or they're gonna, like, we know that the player numbers dropped. Since April, I think it was 1.2 million subscribers dropped.
Is it down to, like, last time I read it was about 5 million or something?
Yeah. And it just skyrocketed as soon as they announced Legion. And I feel like people are doing that the wrong way. They're actually encouraging them to not change anything.
So wait, so I think as soon as Legion was announced, they just got a whole bunch of subscribers again?
The highest they've ever had, I believe. That's crazy. What someone was telling me.
I know Facebook's lit up with, "Oh, I'm now going to get back into, I'm now subscribing again."
Yeah. And the problem is, like,
why do people do that, though?
I don't
know. It's not even out yet.
I think people are also, they're just not willing to try anything new. So they'll just hop on the hype train as soon as something gets announced.
If they're willing to try something new, then other games would be doing much better than they are.
Well, I don't know if
jump to a different MMO.
Yeah, well, that's what I ended up doing once I stopped playing Mists of Pandaria. I started seeing a lot of stuff for the, I think it's a Korean game, Arcage. I could see a lot of people were starting to get interested in it, so I started checking it out, and it's actually brilliant. They've done a thing where you can, it's open world kind of thing, where you can do raids and dungeons and stuff and PvP, but you can also do stuff where you do trade runs. So you gather a certain amount of things, and you can actually build your own ships and stuff like that, and you try to bring it across the water, but people can actually pirate your stuff.
That's pretty
cool. Like other players. So that was something that added in something different. They had also combined in like the Rift idea of having these events that happen in the world that everyone can group together and fight.
Yeah, I really like the idea there. Well, that's one of the reasons why I started playing Rift for a little bit. The idea of just having these random events about.
Yeah, where everyone, like, it gives you an announcement and then all of a sudden everyone on the server flocks to it.
Yeah, I enjoyed that with, I started playing Final Fantasy XIV, The Realm Reborn.
Yeah.
And I quite got into that. I think mainly because it had controller support. I was really lazy and I just had it hooked up to the TV and I was using my controller on it. But that was good for the fact that you could make one character and then you could just play as him throughout everything. You can be every class.
You don't have to, you're not limited. That was another big issue of mine is that they still have limitations on, oh, you can only be a shaman as a Tauren or a troll, for at least Horde side. I never played as Alliance on World of Warcraft. I think they need to start opening or broadening their horizons a bit. Because with games like Rift, Arcage, like all these ones, like I know with Arcage, you actually combine three different class trees. So you can actually be a tank hunter who also uses spells.
Yes, it's very one-sided with World of Warcraft because you're just that one class and that's it. All the other MMOs have explored other options and having multiple classes or combining them.
And I think that's the problem. People still are buying into the whole idea of, oh, we should be limited to one class per character. So I honestly will say I'm not going to be buying that deal or that expansion just for the simple fact that there's nothing new.
And there goes all our WoW listeners.
It's just me. I mean, I've honestly found I've enjoyed Arcage far more now.
I suppose it's got to the point now where you're either a dedicated WoW player or you've had your time with it and you've just stopped.
Well, that's all it really is. Vanilla. Now. That's the funny thing. Like usually the vanilla players stick with it, right?
Well, what I'm saying is like because I know people who've been playing WoW for ages since like vanilla as well, but they got to a certain expansion pack. I don't know which one. I lost track how many are. But they usually get to a point and they go, nah, I'm stopped. It's like you said, you've stopped at the panda one.
Yeah, most I should have stopped at Wrath of the Lich King, though.
Yeah, you should have stopped sooner. I know people who stopped sooner. And they kind of look at it and think, nah, I'm done with it. And this, you said you've moved to Arcage or you've moved to other ones, and they've done the exact same. I've got no people who've moved to Guild Wars 2 and that most recent one, I can't remember what it's called now. The Wild West one?
Wildstar. Oh.
Yes. Wildstar. That's the one.
Yeah, Wildstar. Yeah, and unfortunately,
Wild West one.
The problem is,
I was right about Wild, though.
These games end up dying out just because people just go back to WoW. As soon as a new expansion gets announced, it just kills off everything else.
Yeah. I know people who've said, yeah, I stopped playing because I did the end game. Oh, okay. So is that it? Yeah. Okay. And they just move on.
And that's what I really like, at least about Arcage, is there is no endgame. Like, there's nothing you can run out of doing. They keep doing content updates and stuff like that, and I think Blizzard should take an example out of their book and everyone, all these other MMOs that are willing to take a risk and try new things. Because I think you have a far better, you have a smaller chance of alienating your players by trying something new than doing the same thing over and over again for however many years has been going on.
I've tried very few MMOs. They never really appeal to me. Well, anything that has PvP doesn't really appeal to me because I don't like getting my ass kicked. But Marvel Heroes, I've been playing since I first discovered it, and I don't play a ton of it, but I play it at least a couple of times a week, dip in and out. And that's completely free. There's regular content updates.
Yeah, you mentioned there's the 2006 edition, or sorry, 2016 edition.
That's what they're changing it to in a few weeks or a couple of months or something. Because you can't keep calling it. Can't keep calling it Marvel Heroes 2015 while you're in 2016.
But I've actually heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's very good. And they're adding another story level, increasing the level cap, blah, 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 as you usually do. But again, it's completely free. You don't have to pay for the expansion. You don't have to pay to get in and play it.
Yeah, that is what I do. Like,
it's not very heavy on microtransactions, is it?
No, they're completely optional. If you want to play as multiple characters past level 10, you do have to pay or play a lot and get a lot of the in-game currency and then trade that for characters.
But at least with that free-to-play part, you're getting, you know, if you like the game or not.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I remember this game. I tried the beta ages ago. It's very bit like Diablo.
The CEO of Gazillion, who make Marvel Heroes, was one of the programmers behind Diablo.
Oh yes, someone's telling me about that. That's why he was really excited for it as well. Yeah,
they've even got a level for high level characters, a realm called Bovenheim, and it's full of cows that you fight.
Yeah, nice little nod to Diablo there.
Yeah.
So what, do you create your own hero, or do you actually play as one of the Marvel heroes?
Yeah, you can play as Spider-Man. Well,
Spider-Man?
No, there's a load of Marvel characters. You can't create your own, but they've got loads of different costumes each. There's anti-heroes as well, as some villains have started to come through. Venom, Doctor Doom. He's the latest one.
Funky. I remember that... I can't remember what it was called now. It was before that DC one came out. There was one prior to it. Because they couldn't use any of the licenses, it was essentially an MMO.
City of Heroes.
I was going to say Heroes.
Was it City of Heroes? I can't remember.
Yes. It was a really good game too.
Yeah, Marvel started to get a bit litigious about that.
Yeah, because there were so many similarities with it. City Heroes and Champions Online.
That was it. Champions Online was the one I played.
Champions Online, that was it.
That died out pretty early on too, I think. But it was a great
game. I enjoyed that game.
That was the one where you did get to create your own hero, wasn't it?
Yeah. Made your own hero, and everyone just basically just copied real-life superheroes.
Spider-Man and Wolverine mainly.
Yeah. But then there's got that DC one now, which is pretty much... all over PC and PlayStation.
DC Universe Online?
That's the one. Which I didn't like.
I've not tried it out because I believe it's, or I suspect it's subscription based, so I'm staying away from it.
No, it's, I know it is free to play, but I don't know if, but the way they did it, at least, well, I'm looking on going by PlayStation, you can play it, but then all the expansion packs are purchasable. It. Yeah, and then I think there's like an in-game currency you can buy.
Yeah, it was the not being able to play the expansion packs, that's what put me off trying it.
Yeah, it's always annoying.
Because, as I say, Marvel Heroes puts all their content out for free. So I'm tight with my money.
That's one of the things I do like as well about some of these other MMOs coming out is... they do, there's a free-to-play option, but there's also the subscription option. So you can actually try the game out for free for as long as you want, and then if you feel like you're going to put your time into it, then you could do the subscription.
Yeah.
Yeah, both Star Wars and Elder Scrolls do that, I believe.
Yes, they do.
No, I know Star Wars does it.
Elder Scrolls is... buy to play and
no subscription.
Yeah, you can be a VIP. You get some money every month or something. I forget the details.
See, that's a bit annoying to me. Like they want to, especially because I can understand it's coming because it's out on PS4 and Xbox One. So they're like, give us money, but then they're like, they make bigging it up by saying no subscription needed, but also buy a subscription. Yeah. And you get more shit.
I personally don't mind that. As long as it's done to the point where it's not too advantageous for the people who subscribe. If it's just minor things, then it doesn't bother me that much.
As long as it doesn't affect the overall game itself. That's the problem with a lot of retail games, that they're getting these microtransactions added into them nowadays. They're like, I was watching some gameplay, going back with some more Gamescom stuff, but there's a new Phantom Pain video that just came out showing off the new multiplayer. Not the Metal Gear Online, the... I can't remember, it's like FOB, something along those lines, where the online mode where someone can attack your mother base and you've got to defend it. But there's a lot of discussion going about the microtransactions that are going to be in the Phantom Pain.
I heard about the multiplayer. I didn't hear much about it, just that you could sneak into people's bases and steal their staff with a wormhole or something.
Yeah, I checked out some of the footage. So essentially, it's attacker. So just essentially, it's attacker and defender. You can either infiltrate or you can either defend. So you can be in the middle of a mission playing solo. As long as you're connected to the network and you allowed it, you'll get a message saying someone's attacked your base. And while you're out there in the open, you can bring up your little droid and you can set up defenses. So you can think, oh, okay, I'll set up some defenses and leave them and see whether they can stop them. Or you can quit your mission and go straight to your mother base and defend him. Defend it.
That's interesting.
That's pretty cool. But the money, the currency in the game is like, it's like GMP or GMB, something along those lines. And that's what you'll use for research on everything. And that's the only worrying part is, what I've seen in the footage is when you go to research something or you go to get something, it uses up your cash, but then you've got to wait, it's like 2 hours for it to be researched. So I know for a fact that one of the microtransactions is going to be a time saver.
Yep.
Yeah, it definitely will be.
Or easy money. Double money or something.
Was it Candy Crush now?
Probably. Well, that's the way Konami's going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Someone showed me, which pissed him, because he's a big Silent Hill fan, got really pissed off because he said, Konami have made this new Silent Hill game. And I was like, oh yeah, it's not PT or Silent Hills, is it? No, it's an arcade game in Japan.
What? It's a pachinko machine.
It's a pachinko machine. And it's a retelling of Silent Hill 2.
Okay.
It was like, fuck Konami. So I was like, yeah. That's why Metal Gear is the last thing I'll ever buy from them. So keeping in with expansion packs, I suppose it would be worth mentioning about Destiny and its upcoming Taken King expansion. So I say this because I've been reading quite a bit of information from Game Informer, who did a big old interview and a bunch of information about it, essentially. And they've revealed quite a fair bit, which is going to change a hell of a lot of the game. More importantly, one of the biggest changes is Peter Dinklage has been ditched and replaced with Nolan North. Good
I read that.
Or bad?
Why has he been replaced? Peter Dinklage is a very talented actor.
Yeah, but his ghost voice, though.
I've not played Destiny.
You've not played Destiny?
Enlighten me.
It's awful. He quite literally phoned it in. Like, the reason why, when the alpha first got shown off and everyone heard the Peter Dinklage's performance, the joke, like the wizard that came from the moon, came from it. And it was just very drab and him just speaking normally. So what they had to do to actually try and make it that bit better was add a bit of a robotic voice to it to improve upon it. But it's still very drab and a bit boring.
I don't know if that was so much his fault either, though, because...
No, I don't think so.
Peter Dinklage is too good of an actor to let that go. I feel more like they were so occupied with trying to push Destiny out that they just said, right, that's good enough, we'll just throw a voice changer on it.
I think that would have been the... I mean, I think he wasn't giving enough information about the character.
Yeah.
I think very conflicting, because, I mean, he is a great actor, so... And he's how often does he do... has he ever done video game voice work in the past?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think he has.
So if that's his first shot at it, he probably won't do it again, to be honest with you.
No.
Is he in the Game of Thrones one? The Telltale games?
Yes, he is, actually.
Ah, there you are.
So he did Destiny, then went to that, but at least with...
No, he was in Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian.
That would be why I didn't know that.
And that's the And other than that, he was in Ice Age Continental Drift, and then he was in Destiny, and then Game of Thrones.
Oh, there. So he does know. Well, I suppose it is just Destiny that he phoned in.
Yeah, it probably was. I would blame the whole rush thing of getting it out then.
Well, the other two were tie-ins to kid movies, so.
But I mean, you know that someone who acts like that is definitely got the talent to do voice acting. I mean, what's his name? The guy who plays Tywin Lannister. When he did The Witcher 3, he did a fantastic job.
He was awesome in that.
But when you watch, there's actually a video about him talking about it, and you can tell he knows about his character. He knows who he is.
Yes. Right. And that's Whereas. All the main thing about doing the voice and the character is knowing about the role you're playing.
Yeah. I
think that was the biggest issue.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he knows his character at all, so I don't think they gave him any time to really do it.
I think the problem with Destiny, though, is not a lot of people knew about the story because they had hardly a story to begin with.
Yeah, that was... From what they had promised to what they actually delivered for a story was very disappointing. I'd heard got, because I didn't play any of the expansions, but I'd heard it did start to get a bit better with the direction they went.
I couldn't say, to be honest. I did stop. As soon as I saw the prices of the two expansion packs, I was like, I'm out. But this new one's actually quite intrigued me, because a lot of the information they've revealed is that they've completely reworked the story. So one of the reasons they wanted to get the replace Peter Dinklage was Nolan North's taken over to do the new story. So he's doing the role of the new story, but they've also basically recast him. So he's redone all the lines from the original story. So they've kind of compressed it together and made it more sense when it's going to different areas.
For me, it's still the whole... The expansion, they also talked about reworking the experience system.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of that.
Changed.
I am not a fan of the way they are changing it, because now they're doing exactly what my complaint with WoW is. They're doing it like everyone else does. It's becoming
Activision.
Yeah, it's becoming a grind fest, though.
Well, the game was already a massive grind fest.
But at least it was different. Now it's just you get experience from killing things.
All right, fair enough. I like the idea of the light system that they use for the armor, but then it just became very tedious and annoying for the fact that the only way to upgrade the armor was by grinding out all these materials, which were very hard to find. And the biggest kick in the balls was obviously the random drop system and the Cryptarch, or whatever his name is.
See,
the dick that gives you greens for purples.
I would rather have that than grinding the same, like just getting XP from killing stuff over and over again, because then you end up with, you know, like there's no... I've felt like when I play games like that, there's no actual satisfaction when you actually get to that point.
Yeah.
Whereas with... That was the one thing I will give to Destiny, is that leveling system I enjoyed, because when you actually got something, like when you actually got a drop that you wanted, it was actually satisfying. Or when you actually got that piece of gear you wanted, it was a lot more satisfying.
I would have to agree, because I did enjoy the fact... I liked collecting the bounty, so I played... after I did the story, I was very more focused on the PvP. So I was working on the whatever they're called, the emblems or things. So when I was gathering my armor to rank up and get myself to a higher light level, I was gathering the PvP stuff and then getting a full PvP gear to get myself to the highest rank. I do agree. I did prefer that, because it was a lot more enjoyable, because I'm thinking, oh yeah, I've got to kill 100 enemies in multiplayer instead of going to the same areas and repeating and trying to grind out for XP. It was more enjoyable just to have fun and play the multiplayer and then just earn credits towards that armor, which will give me that level.
Yeah. Once you really look back on it, you kind of realize it's like, oh, do I really want to go to this again, this style of the exact same grinding over and over again for the same, like in the same way, doing nothing different whatsoever, just killing mobs or killing mobs basically.
Or fetching stuff. Fetch quests.
Oh god,
they're the best.
I that is something else that I believe other MMOs have done really well, is the whole progression where you take a quest from one spot and you actually go forward. You don't return to the same person. I don't know if you've experienced that. It drives me insane, because it makes you don't get to appreciate the whole amount of all the work they put into these nice maps and stuff, because you're going, oh really, I gotta go walk back there again.
Yeah, I hate that. You do a bunch of quests and they're like, yeah, you've done it, now head all the way back and speak to that guy again and tell him you've done it.
Yeah,
they're just a nuisance.
How do you feel about grinding, Ace?
Well,
not much experience. Do you like- or-
well, as I've said, I've not played too many MMOs, so grinding is it. I remember playing JRPGs when I was younger and getting bored because I'd have to go and kill and kill and kill and try the boss. No, didn't win that time. Reload, kill, 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 level up.
Yeah.
So it is tedious.
And they said, sorry, I was just going to say, like what you said with how it deterred you, they're saying that's a more user-friendly thing.
Really? Why? Yeah.
So, like, if you were coming into Destiny, would you rather, from what you've, how Cal explained this whole light system, would you rather that or just go grind mobs all day?
I would not like it. Going into Destiny for the first time, I wouldn't go in with the knowledge that I'd have to grind for hours and hours.
Yeah.
I remember the old days when I was playing Final Fantasy, and it was like a case of, I'm not strong enough to fight this boss, so I just ran around in a circle. And so I just keep fighting and fighting, getting a random battle.
Yeah.
Grind out.
Exactly.
It was okay back in the day with Pokemon and stuff, too.
Pokemon was so much fun for grinding.
Yeah.
At least you could come across a Pokemon you didn't have and catch it.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was still... Back then, it was like grinding was acceptable for us just because it was still kind of new.
Grinding in Pokemon was the best because... All you needed is just loads of rare candies.
Or missing, no.
Yeah. Infinite rare candies.
But yeah, I feel like they've gone a step in the wrong direction with that expansion. I like the idea of the rest of it, though. Like, the whole changing the story and everything. Just that leveling thing bothers me.
Well, time will tell. I believe it's out next month on the 15th or 16th or something along those lines. The only annoying part is, of course, that it's going to cost 40 quid.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it comes bundled with the main game as well as the expansion. You can't get that separately.
Right, that's what the whole thing is about.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same £40 for digitally. I see, obviously, they're re-releasing it essentially as a new game with the other expansion packs.
I believe the only way to get it is to like rebuy the game. Which,
wow!
How old is Destiny?
It's only about a year old. It came out 2014. November? No, I don't know.
So I've just done the math now and realized exactly how much that is in Canadian. Holy crap! That is bad. That's 81 Canadian.
September 9th, 2014. So it's been a year.
So I'm still
don't know what to say.
I'm still processing $81 for a DLC.
$81.
I could buy Elite Dangerous twice with that.
Digital download on the DestinyGame.com is $39.99.
Does that actually include the expansion packs?
That is the Taken King digital download.
Wow, digital that's a download rip-off.
Digital download for Guardians that own Destiny and both expansions.
It'll be cheaper just to walk into the shop and buy another retail copy of the game with the base game and two expansion packs.
Digital Collector's Edition, which is like everything, is $80.
Ooh, yeah. Totally want to go for that.
Sorry, £80?
Dollars. Okay. US dollars.
So it'll be about 70 quid because we always get ripped off. So, Fala, you mentioned Elite Dangerous, so that's staying with the topic of expansion packs. There's also another Elite Dangerous expansion.
Yeah, yeah. Funnily enough, as we've just been saying with Destiny, you have to buy the main game as well as the Taken King. Destiny Horizon is also the same thing. You buy Destiny Horizon, and it comes with bundled with the main game for 40 quid.
I don't understand how they think they can... Well, sorry, people will still buy it, but... So they, no matter what, they're not selling those DLCs separately. It always comes with the main game.
That's correct.
And their justification is, well, you get both for maybe $20 off of what the total combined cost would be, but you can't get it separately?
I'm just reading it now. I don't know, it seems all right. The expansion costs £40 for new players and includes access to the full game. Existing players will get a £10 discount and an exclusive ship.
Whoopee.
So what you pay... Wait, so you have... Existing players only pay £30 and get a ship.
But what they're saying is that the original game, to them, is only valued at £10.
Yes.
Yet it's still... How much are they still charging just for original Destiny? Like £49?
Oh, no, the original Destiny, it's going really dirt cheap at the moment. It's about £20, £15 if you're looking maybe a pre-owned copy.
Okay, so I didn't know it had gone down that much.
But the expansions are still, they're about £20 a piece still. One and two. Because you can only get them digitally.
That's ridiculous. But yeah, sorry, the Elite Dangerous expansion.
The Elite Dangerous, though, I don't know, it's pretty reasonable, £40 for the full game. If you want to buy the game, I mean, it must be already £40 anyway if you're going to just buy it.
Yeah.
So I suppose if you wait for the expansion pack before jumping in, then you'll get an expansion as a bonus, I suppose.
Yeah, and I mean...
On Steam, you can get Elite Dangerous for £40. Or you can pre-order Horizon with Elite Dangerous for £40.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, you can't pre-order that on Steam. You can pre-order on the Frontier website. But the content of the DLC, on launch, you'll be able to land your ship on... From the start, they were saying that landing on planets was going to be a paid DLC. So that came as no surprise. But you'll be able to land on barren, lifeless planets at first. They'll add content to this, well, add ones that are content later, I'm hoping. And you'll be able to drive around in a little moon buggy type thing.
Yeah. Is this still one of those games that, like DayZ, is it still progressively like a beta, essentially? Is it still getting made, or is it actually completed?
It's full release, but they're doing constant content updates.
Yes.
So it's bug free. Like, I don't play it as frequently as I should because it's actually a fantastic game. But there are so few problems. Like, I don't come across any problems with the game. The updates that they put out are just free content. That's all they do. And like until this, yeah. But the thing I like about these guys is you don't have to buy it. There's still, I think someone had even posted that on our site that you don't, the game's still going to get regular updates. It's not going to be based on the expansion.
Yeah, that was me. I posted that, and it's what they've stated. They're still going to update the main game. You don't have to have the Horizon update. You don't have to be able to land on planets and explore derelicts in your little moon buggy.
I like that
but,
idea.
The option is there.
I suppose, yeah. I suppose that's one way of doing it. That doesn't then force people to actually buy it, like Destiny's doing.
It still makes me really want to buy it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm intrigued. I mean, I've never really been interested in those sort of games, but...
I've been...
I don't know.
Say, for instance, you decided, I want to go trading with my three mates. So you get into a wing. I'm going to be late. Okay, well, I've got the Horizon pack, so while I'm wasting time, I'll just land on this planet, meet me in orbit above this planet.
Yeah,
I suppose.
It's nothing game-changing, like you don't get any special new weapons or anything. That's what I really like. It doesn't give you any special advantages over people.
Right.
I know I'm going to get this muddled up, but wasn't there another
Star Citizen
Explorer? Is that it?
Yes.
Because that's the one that's going to have an FPS mode, is that right?
Yeah, I'm dubious about them because the progress... My understanding so far is it's been fairly slow.
Yeah, they're the ones that got a shit ton of money from Kickstarter.
Well, they had a 5,000 promotion thing or whatever it's called on Kickstarter, where if you gave them 5,000, you got something, which I've never even seen before with a video game. I think they were the first ones to have something like that, where if you donated over $5,000, you'd get something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But then again, if you pay X amount of money to Shenmue, you get the jacket.
Oh boy.
I'm looking forward to No Man's Sky. Sorry, Eggs.
No, I was saying I'm in for the jacket. Yeah, No Man's Sky, that's not even made a appearance at Gamescom, has it?
No, the last piece of information I read about was there was a piece on PlayStation blog, I believe, which was like 41 facts about the game, which I just sat and read through because I was bored. But some of the stuff is pretty interesting. So there's a lot of stuff such as when you land on a planet, it's all good because it's so completely procedurally generated. No one's going to explore the same planet twice. And plus the fact you're going to find times where the planet's either going to be inhabited or it's just going to be lifeless. And you'll be the one who's going to discover this. And there's going to be loads of times where if you get killed, then you do lose everything. It's sort of a permadeath system. Oh, but you get given a ship. Yeah, everybody loves that. But you get a ship, you get a basic ship back. And then what you have to do is then go back and start searching planets again. And then gather material and things like that. That will then let you then obviously get a new, better ship or better equipment and go from there. But it's pretty interesting. Limitless. They said they'll never, no one will be able to finish it. There's no end game.
See, for me, I find I probably won't actually buy the game, but I would actually really enjoy just watching YouTube channels with that. It's such a good idea for getting fresh content every single time.
Yeah.
I feel like you could have some really cool stories about it. It's such an open sandboxy game that you could just explore so many different planets, and every single person can go and upload their different planets they explored, and people can be like, oh, I've never even seen that one, which, like you said, is probably going to happen with every single person.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do that, but it'd be quite interesting if they added something like the star coordinates of different planets. So say, for example, someone discovers a certain planet that's like inhabited really weirdly or has got some really cool little stuff in it, or very full of resources and material, then we could have people could share those star coordinates and people could travel there. But they could always have a case of there's going to, because obviously there's loads of planets that could be protected by, I can't remember the code now, but there is certain planets that have these guardians on them. And if you disturb the wildlife, they will actually go for you and they'll try and attack you. Or if you try and harvest minerals from the planet, they will know that you've done that and they'll try and attack you.
That's really cool.
That's interesting.
I wish we'd actually gotten to see more, well, see any of it at Gamescom.
Yeah, there's been nothing else from Gamescom about that game. Again, the last thing I saw was a bunch of gameplay footage, and that was it. From which was basically shown off at E3. That's all I saw.
There's still no, they're not even saying, oh, 2016, 2017. It's still,
yeah, there's no release date. That's the worst part about it. Sorry.
Back to the subject at hand, the expansions.
Yes, expansions.
There's several, as I said at the start, there's several that have been announced at Gamescom.
I completely missed the whole list, I'm sorry. But I did see you mention, we mentioned Elite Dangerous. I also saw that there's a Sims 4 expansion pack. Yay. Yes.
Get
Dying
Together.
Light. Yeah, Dying Light, The Following, Sims 4, Get Together. The Crew, who cares about The Crew? Anyone care about The Crew?
No.
I really wasn't even aware it was out. I got it mixed up with Drive Club. I thought, oh, that's finally out. Oh, no, that was The Crew.
I think the problem nowadays is expansion is a very, not very often used. Because you think, when they say expansion, you think it's going to be massive and extravagant. And it usually just turns out to be a piece of DLC.
Like, yes, especially with The Sims, all that is there's a variety of different clubs featuring Sims with distinct interests, personalities, and behaviours, and it's kind of like Europe, apparently.
Yeah, and I remember the days when Sims 2 and 3 had a shit ton of expansion packs available for them. But I was saying with, like, you look at The Witcher 3, for example, that's got its expansion pack that's coming out. And the developers have already said that both these contents are going to be as large as Witcher 2, or they're going to be about 10 hours long. And then you've got something like from EA saying Battlefield expansion, and it's just a map pack. That's not expansion.
Four new maps and one special scope.
Yeah, exactly. You can't class that as an expansion pack. That's downloadable content.
Yeah,
that's what all they are.
The most interesting expansion pack that was announced in my eyes is for Victor Vran, which is a demon vampire hunter type game. Is a Motorhead Through the Ages.
I saw that. Yeah, based on the band.
Based on the band Motorhead.
Wow.
Because they're celebrating their 40th anniversary and a new album's on the way, so let's get in on this action RPG.
I'm sure that'll be just as exciting as Metallica's new album.
Apparently it's going to be entirely Motorhead themed, and the established universe will be extended with new adventures to experience and bosses to fight.
That almost sounds like that. God, what the hell is that game called?
Brutal Legend.
Yeah, I was going to say with the Jack Black looking character.
Voiced by Jack Black.
Yeah.
Was it actually voiced by him? I saw pictures of it and never actually saw a trailer.
It's a fun game.
Very misleading game as well. Because everyone half expected it to be an action game and it was an RTS or some sort.
Yeah, and parts, yeah.
I was just looking at this Victor Vran? What do we call it? It looks like The Adventures of Van Helsing, essentially.
Yeah, when I first heard about it, I thought, hey, that's like Van Helsing 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's been weirder DLCs for certain games. Or expansion packs. Now you put me on the spot. Plants vs. Zombies is getting a grass effect content for the second one. You see what they did there?
Yeah,
grass effect? No?
Yes.
Yeah, expecting the sigh.
After we talked about that game, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I went back onto my Origin and found out I didn't think I actually owned it for PC, and went and tried it and went, right, I can see why that Wii game is becoming more popular.
I enjoyed it. I've got it on the PS4 and I actually think it's a lot of fun. It's dumb fun. You can't take it seriously. You're just playing it and you just think this is just stupid fun. But then again, it does not compare to Rocket League.
No, it does not. Nothing compares to that, though.
But what does?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, we can stay in the topic by saying with expansion packs, because Rocket League is going to be getting some new content. It's getting a new map, I think.
Yeah, it's getting,
I'm pretty sure,
a new map, but you don't have to pay for it. You get the map for free, and then if you buy the DLC, you just get more cars and parts, basically.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm going to.
Yeah, to support. I've said to all my buddies too, because we were all talking about it, because we all play Rocket League like at least an hour or two every night. And we're talking about how it's a DLC we actually don't mind paying for, because it's only, well, it's $5, so it's like,
yeah, £4.
Yeah, that's nothing for a DLC with what I think are some pretty cool cosmetics.
Here it is, Rocket League Supersonic Fury DLC coming in August. It's going to feature two new rocket boosts, Nitros and Burnout, two wheel sets, five new paint jobs, handful of new trophies, and some other stuff. I assume that's achievements as well for Steam users.
Probably, yeah.
And the new map is called Utopia Coliseum.
It looks so much like something from Mario Kart to me.
Oh god, there's a picture of it. That looks really cool. It looks like some new cars as well.
Yeah, they looks like, they did say they were adding some in.
Sweet. See, we're all in agreement. We'll happily buy that.
Yes.
Shut up and take our money.
If it was, if it was £15, I wouldn't ever bother, but they've gone to a price range that people can be like, well, it's no different than me going out and buying a cup of coffee and breakfast or something.
Yeah, I suppose if you think about that, I spend, I don't know, something like £3-4 on a sandwich sometimes, depending on where I am. So I'd happily pay about £4 for some lovely DLC for Rocket League.
Yeah. I honestly don't go for cosmetic DLC or anything, but in this case, as I say, I'm supporting the developer. I'm supporting a good developer.
Yeah.
I feel I have to support the developer, considering I got the game for free.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't, but I'm still supporting it. I mean,
I'm always.
It was such a good price anyways for PC users that it's hard to refuse that. I mean, $5, well, sorry, no, not even $5, just for free you get the maps, and it's just cosmetics. But they're sweet cosmetics. Well, I mean, they've done so many cool updates too, right? Like I think the newest update made the police siren actually spin and stuff too, right? Like it's those little tweaks they made. Yeah, the police topper.
I've not noticed that.
It actually spins now when it flashes. So if they keep doing stuff like that, then yeah, I'm more than willing to continue supporting them with DLC. God, I can't believe I just said that.
That's a game that we can all get behind on, though.
Yes.
But looking at the time, afraid to say, looks like we've got to end our little podcast show. It's a shame we didn't actually get to talk about everything, but we still had a nice little discussion on all the things of GamesCon and expansion packs. I've been your host, Cal, and thanks to my guests, Ace and Fowler.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Game Grin's Grincast. For more news, reviews, and gameplay, you can find us at www.gamegrin.com or on YouTube at youtube.com/GameGrin. Facebook, just search Game Grin, and on Twitter at Game Grin. And be sure to check out Game On Mag for more gaming-related news and articles. Thanks for listening, and Game On!